This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jackson State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of the Department of Biology. He's here to talk about this area's forestry and ecology. Dr. Carter is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, can I grow wildflowers in my flower bed?
Wildflowers native to your region will grow well in a flower bed and often require less time and energy to maintain. Species such as black-eyed Susans, Coreopsis, and Yarrow are native to this region and tolerate the hot, dry conditions of the summers of the south. I would not recommend transplanting wildflowers from the forest. They need to remain in the forest, but there are sources for native wildflowers, and there's also a great program called Master Gardener, which is offered through the Cooperative Extension Program. So if you want more information on the Master Gardener and wildflowers, you can contact your county extension agent.
Dr. Carter, what is significant about many of the mountain ridges in North Alabama?
Many of the ridges support mountain longleaf pine forests. They are part of a larger ecosystem that stretches from Virginia to Texas. And the longleaf pine forests are primarily located in the coastal plain, which is south of the Black Belt, and they once covered nearly 24 million acres, but they've been reduced down to 3 million acres. And the dry, rocky ridges of North Alabama and North Georgia support the rare mountain longleaf pine forest. And in this forest, you also find rare and endangered birds, such as the red-cockaded woodpecker and Bachman sparrow. Portions of Fort McClellan have recently been designated the Mountain Longleaf National Wildlife Refuge to protect these forests. And these mountain longleaf forests can also be found on the Talladega National Forest and at state parks in North Alabama.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.